Welcome to Slam the Radio Show, recorded live at the Green Mill Jazz Club in Chicago, the birthplace and home of the Uptown Poetry Slam, the slam that began them all. And I know that to be the absolute truth because I'm the guy who started it all. My name is Mark Smith.
To the east, the moving waters as far as the eye can follow. To the west, Broadway. Lawrence, the Aragon Ballroom, the Riviera Dance Club, the boarded up Uptown Theater, Bud Light, Betty, Fiesta Cooking, Shake, Rattle, and Re. In 1857, this was a prairie. No. This was a forest. No. This was a mosquito-infested bog. Until the railroads came on the east and the railroads came on the west, hauling with them Germans and Swedes and Irishmen with hammers in their pockets and nails in their mouths and know-how in their potato famine brains. And with that know-how, supplemented by lumber stole from Michigan shores by Yankee Doodle East Coast dandies, they erected between those two fledgling railroads, one elevated on the east, one running the ridge on the west, they erected two flats. Hundreds and hundreds of two flats, which were torn down to make way for three flats and four flats and soon multi-level multi-flats. Too many flats for the scales of music. Totally blue from one point of view. And to fill in those flats, the trains coughed out people, wayward people, gotta get away people, people who wanted a rest, restless people, people with a push and a hello, people who wouldn't say nothing people, and people who had everything and wanted more. They filled up the flats, and the flats rose higher. They came from everywhere, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Kalamazoo, Springfield. They came from West Virginia, like our old friend Mr. Casey Jones, who used to sit in the back and do his one poem. When you're down and out, raise your head high and shout, "Oh shit!" In throngs, they came from Kentucky, displaced miners from Tennessee. The hotels became halfway houses. The streets glittered with the litter of shattered glass. And now, what has come to this low spot along the lakeshore? To once again fill in the rotted pockets. What is this latest migration, perhaps the most dangerous of all? Poets. Artists. God help us now. And they too have come from faraway places. Places like Palatine, Schaumburg, Buffalo Grove. Among them are the "You Read It, I'm Scared" poets. The "Come with a Sour Puss on My Face, Let's See What This Slam Is All About" poets. It could be poets. The "Who Haven't Written Their Word in Their Lives" poets. The great "I'm Gonna Be Great" poets, the "Never Will Be" poets, the "You and I, What Everybody Says Is What We All Say" poets. They're all here. You're here too. It's another Sunday night at the Green Mill. Thank you. This is the slam. Look at a standing ovation. Oh, no, he just wants a drink. Looking for his girlfriend, I bet. Where is she at? She didn't show up? She walked way back. Honey, he's over here. Oh, buddy. Uh-oh. I think she's with somebody else already. Anyways, this is a slam. This is the original slam. There are slams all over the world. There are slams in Madagascar, the Indian Ocean, Malaysia, Singapore, Munich, Berlin, France, The UK, they all started here, and I'm the guy that started them. My name's Mark Smith. What makes a slam different than your ordinary poetry reading is that you, the audience, are always in control. If you happen to like something, you cheer madly. You would think that that positive reinforcement is what made the slammer strong, but you'd be wrong. It's the other stuff. If you happen not to like something, you can express yourself in one of several manners. If you don't like it a little bit, you snap your fingers. You don't like it a little bit more, you stomp your feet. If it's god-awful bad, you groan. There's also the feminist hiss. Used to be when a man got sexist in his poem, but now it's just about anything a man does as soon as he steps up onto the stage. After years of being hissed at, the man came up with the masculine grunt. That says it all. There's also a guess the rhyme. If there should happen to be a rhyming poet up here on the stage and you, the audience, can guess that rhyming word before it arrives, you may, in unison with the poet, say the word and watch your face. It's great fun. The first set is the open mic set. And we're going to start off tonight with LaBar. Where you at, LaBar? Come on up here, LaBar. Come on up here, LaBar. And the band is here to assist you if you want some music. We recommend it. Hey, you two good-looking women, there's seats right up here. Come on, so I can look at you. He wants to look at you, too, because his girlfriend just left him for another guy back there.
So this is called Tie One On, and the subtitle is Parents of Teenage Children, Do You Know Where Your Children Are Tonight? Okay. Yeah, really. When I was just 15, went drinking with the girls. They took me to the village, just past the Street of Pearls. Buddhists on the buses and screamers in the streets. I saw a lot of nutses and lots of fresh air eats. The bars were all in basements. I don't know what I had, but there was lots and lots of it, and no one there was sad. The night turned into morning. I think I had a date. He said he wanted more of me, but it was getting late. Squeeze me on the shuttle. Wake me when I'm there. Lift me to the surface. I'm barefoot in Times Square. I know I am hungover, but still I feel sublime. Hear the whistles of the dockmen behind the New York Times. They sent me home to mama. I somehow found the train. And all the way it chugged me home, I knew I'd drink again.
Hey, that's right. Guessing the rhymes. Don't hold back, audience. The record, and I never kept this guy's name. The record was a guy who read 22 rhyming couplets and the audience guessed every single one of them. Give LaBar a round of applause there. And the band, right? The band is doing well right now. Let's welcome up to the stage, James. Come on up here, James. James is your James. Your name is James. James brings his poetry club here all the time. He's a lover. James is a lover. You want some music, James? Something with wind.
First off, I didn't even sign up today, so I just happened to bring a poem anyway. And it's called She Blows. Somewhere in a dark, dusty room, a candle dances. His flame embraces shadows, tracing intricate steps, figure eights, loop to loops, waltzing back and forth to a silent beat. A dance witnessed by audience of useless rubble, discarded toys and ancient artifacts of a bygone era. The sweet scent of must and mildew dankly assails the nostrils of stuffed animals, yet they sit mesmerized, staring wistfully, trapped in awe by the grace of the eternal flame. The keeper of the flame, whose wick is the soul of his wax skin, rejoices, for he serves his purpose. Let there be light, so he dances on. A tool undiminished, his legacy intact, for his kind has outlived man and beast. Prometheus gave to him a gift, fire, the symbol of eternal light. Somewhere in a dark, dusty room, a window now opens. An icy wind dead blow, causing the candle to skip a beat. Missteps do happen from time to time. Shadows fade, flames burn bright and extinguish, and candles do engage in lustful acts. The wind blows and the candle calms, calms to know that his end is near. This night of revelry must end. More than wax to be shaped like silly putty, his skin has purpose. But she blows this wind, and after years honing her craft, no candle can resist her charms, even when she knows his end will be premature. Somewhere a candle is blown by the wind, no longer erect or strong, his flame extinguished and spent.
That was James. That was James 1. The reason he was confused is because that wasn't the James that signed up. There's another James. But you were very prepared. James was prepared. I got a poem. Where's the other James? James Part 2. Where you at, James? Come on up here. James Part 2 is from Austin, Texas. What the... Why are you here, James? You're from Boston, Massachusetts. How did I get that?
All right. Here's a haiku. If you're not having a good time, do something else. Or shut the fuck up. All right, here's a poem. It's longer than a haiku, but shorter than a longer poem. It's called Paper Trail. Going on a date with you is like going to an interview for a job I'm extremely overqualified for. And yet, I know I'm not going to get hired. Because I asked far too many questions about the legitimacy of the company's mission statements and promotional literature, which I don't really believe, and too few about when I'm actually expected to show up. And I don't get along with the other applicants. So the best I can hope for, and the place is such a mess, I feel this is more than plausible, is a mistaken direct deposit in exchange for the ridiculous clothes I've been told make me look professional. So I unbutton my shirt, buy a scratch ticket, and go home, vaguely disappointed that I missed my one true chance at complete and permanent unhappiness. Fucking you is like masturbating with two arthritic hands. It only makes sense if I'm properly medicated. And my medication has side effects like nausea, dizziness, suicidal depression. But by far the worst of the bunch is that it makes me think I love you. Loving you is like staring at the sun with sunglasses on. Sure, it can be done, but what's the point? Forgetting you is like forgetting my old phone number. There's no reason not to. There's no purpose the information really serves anymore, but sometimes it spills out on job applications and first dates. And I write in pen, so, you know, I waste a lot of paper like that. Thanks.
How many think that James should get in the slam and try to get $10? Because I think he needs it.
James. Woo-hoo. Somebody get on his wavelength there. James, go in the front there and sign up for the slam. You could win $10. I think you need it, buddy. Let's welcome up to the stage, Stella! Come on up here, Stella!
Redemption. I have built a house on the hill with little stairs, little hours, where I'm kneeling to worship my death. When evening comes, I clean the air and dust the sun in the yard. Night eats light. Light eats light. A reversible word, it's up on my tongue. It's already said. It's already dust. There is no way for you to find out. Sounds die in their own flesh. As long as this phrase goes on, we cannot split our tongues. My lonely, hungry father, give me again your seed. Seed for a finishing body. My heart, like an old city lost in time, rewards memories. You can see leaves on the ground. You can hear the wind and strange sounds. Eventually, get used to the sound of your own heart. Thank you.
Yeah. Give Stella a round of applause. Let's welcome up the stage Mike Buchan, everyone. Mike Buchan.
Absolutely. This is called Subtle is the Lord. In the realm of the five senses, what does desire attach to? The wildness of the heart increases in the dark. The absence of God only makes it wilder. We lie in our beds wearing bird suits. We sing. The wildness of the heart increases in the dark. You said, subtle is the Lord. My head is tied to a pole. You lie in your bed in your bird suit. You sing a song not so much unsung as wordless. Subtle is the Lord. Your head is tied to a pole. You said for God to speak, remove your hands from his throat. A song not so much unsung as wordless and soundless, in broken glass, in rainwater, in traces of light. For God to speak, one must remove the hands from his throat. In the realm of the five senses, what does this desire attach to? Broken glass, pools of rainwater, this faint light. You said the presence of God only makes it wilder. Thanks.
Mike Buchan, everybody.
You're listening to Slam the Radio Show, recorded live at the Green Mill Jazz Club in Chicago. I'm your host, Mark Smith.
We're going to bring this virgin up. His name is Dennis. He's an actor, everybody. Welcome up, Dennis, everyone. He's seen how people can get booed off. Don't read about being in your... You look like a virgin.
I'm a virgin, thank you.
Ooh. Should I do Shakespeare? Yeah! Or should I do one about a woman? I've got a red-headed woman. She's as fine as can be. When I take her to a party, even the roaches come out to see. She's got eyes as blue as the sea. Am I getting hammed off? She's got the longest legs any man has ever seen. And she's mine. She's mine most of the time. You want to hear more? Yeah. Why she sings her dresses real short and real tight. All the homies whistle and howl. Wow! She's out of sight. Then the way she swings her hips, moving from left to right. The eyes in back of my head tell me, boy, you better learn to fight. And she's mine. She's mine. Most of the time.
I'm gonna bring it home. Yeah! This is feeling good to me. I like it. Oh, when we make love, she tells me what to do. But it feels so good, it's worth it to be a fool. She pats me on my head, kisses me on my lips, rolls me over, and kicks me out of bed. But she's mad. She is mine most of the time.
You're listening to Slam the Radio Show, recorded live at the Green Mill Lounge in Chicago. A lot of people think the poets are the most important component of a poetry slam, but not according to me, Mark Smith. The most important people of Poetry Slam are the organizers, the people who find the stage, advertise, gather an audience, and manage the show as it goes on. If you're one of those people that want to start a slam but don't exactly know how, pick up my new book, Stage a Slam. It'll tell you everything you need to know about organizing a slam and running it and making it become the most happening thing in your community. It gives you everything you need to know about creating a show, and not only a slam, you could be creating other shows. It's a great guide for all public performances. Stage a Slam from sourcebooks.com.
Page Meets Stage is a monthly poetry series at New York City's Bowery Poetry Club where two poets, one academic and another from a more performative background, take the stage together and read back and forth poem for poem. We've had many of the greats, including Patricia Smith, Reeves, Marie Howe, Billy Collins, and even Galway Kinnell. Check us out on YouTube or go to pagemeetsstage.com for all upcoming events.
As all the performance poets roaming the urban byways say, just before they crash on your couch, buy my CD. Love and Politics, the beats of a young man and the blahs of an old one. It's pretty good. Get it on iTunes or at www.slampappy.com. Love and Politics by Mark Kelly Smith. That's me. And my son, Adam Kelly Smith. You're listening to Slam the Radio Show, recorded live at the Green Mill Jazz Club in Chicago. I'm your host, Mark Smith. Now back to the slam.
It's slam time, everybody. Let me introduce our judges for tonight's slam. First, we have Kelsey right here. Show them who you are, Kelsey. Kelsey. There she, oh, hi, I'm Kelsey. What's Kelsey do for a living? She's a waitress. What's her qualification? She has a art, she was an art minor. Did you get a degree or did you just say fuck it? Sociology degree with an art minor. Oh, wow, big bucks. Both sides, right. So that's Kelsey. Our second judge is Barry right over here. Show him who you are, Barry. Kelsey, here's someone who went and got a real important degree. He's a doctor of internal medicine. Oh, yeah. And what's his qualification? He's a hardcore music fan of jazz. Our third judge is Marcia, right? Where'd Marcia go? Oh, there she is. Marcia's right over there. Marcia is a Spanish teacher at Clemente High School. Her qualification is she is great friends with a great poet that is now passed on, but Daniel Thompson from Cleveland. What a great guy, Kent State guy, radical guy, socialist guy, like me, one of the few socialists left around here. Even though we have, where's she at? Stand up, communist, come up here. I'm gonna show you a communist. They've coming out of the cracks, come here. Here is a communist. This woman is a communist. Go sit down, communist. The communists are back. I am not a communist, I'm a socialist. Okay, we're gonna have the definition, because you guys are gonna need it now, because you guys fucked the world up. I'm gonna explain it. You don't get this in school, okay? Capitalism says this, that the wealth and resources of the world should be accumulated and distributed by private individuals and corporations. Socialism says that the wealth and resources of the world shall be accumulated and distributed by the people. It's a no-brainer, folks. Not a communist, though, but... Okay. Did we sing the dumb song? Okay. Alright. Rules. There's rules of this. Okay, rule number one. No poem may go over 3 minutes. You are all timers. If it even feels like 3 minutes, you start snapping your fingers. Rule number two. Listen to the poem. That's a joke that isn't funny, but we laugh anyway. Let's try it again. Rule number two. Listen to the poem. Then rate the poem, 1 to 10, 10 being high. However, you may go into the minus numbers, but you can only tie the lowest score ever scored at the Poetry Slam, which is minus infinity. All right. Because we're running out of time, because we're fucking around so much. Keep going. It's gonna be a lightning night, folks. Woo! The additional lightning rule is this. If you feel like you don't even want to listen to 3 minutes of this shit, you start going like this. And then your neighbor starts doing it. Let's try it. Start. That's the thunder. And then if somebody has the guts to yell out, lightning, the person has to stop right there. Get off the stage. It's a mean rule, but sometimes it's essential. All right. It's going to be a one round slam. All right. Jovan is first up in this lightning slam. The best poem is going to win $10. Come on, Jovan. Here comes Jovan. And you can use the music. The band is here at your disposal whether you want them or not. You want music? Jovan doesn't want music.
when I last saw you, you looked as if death delivers you black roses on your birthday. Reminded me how fragile life truly is. We don't live forever, whispered the dead spots in your skin. You look shrunken, as if you were already walking in your grave, smelled of entirely too many failed attempts at rehabilitation. And I asked you, how beautiful are your monsters? Those gorgeous boogeymen who make hate dance. But how do I even cry for a black man who forgot to love me black more? To hold me human still? Who's arrogant enough to believe he alone has the power to abort the sun's son? Black men are still being lynched, yes. Hung from their souls, roped into chasing stillborn dreams, but this is no excuse. You got so comfortable with playing the field that you drunk yourself back to plantations, back to masses. So you tell me, how do I forgive you for drowning your family in brown back therapy, you alcoholic, you? You promised relapse, got me wishing I were young enough to believe that you would come back, but I will not mend your broken smile. No more than I ever plan on searching for your missing laughter. I refuse to apologize for the moonshine guzzling truth you got. Awful father, you drunken earth wanderer, tricking humans by parading in man's skin. You man who I have put in serious study hours to hate this damn good, no poetry, just vein popping on forehead truth. You who are still my father, whom I never stopped loving black more, and pray you humans still, like the waters we were told to wade in. God is gonna trouble them, they say. Claim you got caught in the system, but how easy you forget that I too sing America black like blues. I am the darker brother they send to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh, eat well, grow strong, like the black man you were supposed to be. You were supposed to be my dad, my pops, my old man. Now you're just some old man who I call father, self-righteous sperm donor, connected biologically and by the stories we tell ourselves to hide truth, like turtleneck sweaters that play makeup to the fingerprints around Ma's neck that always seem to spell your name. Years after Ma left you, I was about 8. You threw a brick through our window because she wouldn't let you in our house. I was scared. Angry I didn't know how to kill you yet. I remember thinking, this is what racist white folks did to blacks, you terrorist with no airplane. No white hood or swastikas, but plenty of broken dreams and hearts that learned to hold their breath because we understood too well that arks are built by the righteous who never prayed for the lost souls left outside or always wondered why God never answered our claw marks. You wonder why I don't pray to her like I used to. We have a wood chips for fingernails understanding, and that's all you need to know right now. When I last saw you, death was wearing you ugly like a leather coat in an Arizona summer, and for the first time in nearly 2 decades, I wanted to do something crazy like wrap my arms around you and call you my dad.
Jovan, everybody, Jovan! Give him a big round of applause. Okay, the big scores for Jovan.
Here we go.
6-6. 9.5. The doctor says a 10 from the doctor. And Marcia says a 7 from Marcia. 26.5 for Jovan. Give him a big round of applause. Jovan, you're in the lead. Randy, where's Randy at? Come on up here, Randy. Randy, have you done this before? You haven't done it before? Where have you done it? In New York and in your high school. Come on up here, Randy. Wow.
Can I take this out?
You can take that out, Randy.
All right.
You want, you want music, Randy?
You know what? If the drummer wants to kick in, if he's feeling it, I'll go with that. But to start with, I'll...
He's going to feel it.
If you're feeling it.
Do you feel it, Randy?
I can feel it if he can feel it. I don't know what other people feel, you know. All right. I love you people.
Okay. Now,
It's not that I enjoy talking, but I enjoy being listened to. So as I talk right now, I hope my words aren't missing you. So I suggest you comprehend every word I'm spitting through my teeth, my tongue, and my vocal cords. And I'll promise your listening mind won't be bored. It won't be raining with you snoring because this old man is boring. I'll get you up from bed and punch your head and say, wake up, it's morning. Because that's what I do. That's how I live. That's how it is. It's me. But for those who find me bland and feel that all my words are fake, I'll just have to project my voice to keep those folk awake. Okay, whoa now, slow now. I gotta lower my voice down because I've racked up too many flamboyancy points now. But I can't really help it because it's me. I'm constantly thinking, linking thoughts to things I thought, like thoughts were Lincoln logs. Speaking to you right now and still thinking some thoughts because my mind is always racing. Never placing thoughts in order and there's no gaps, pauses, or spacing. My mind is an organ that will only once feel constipation. And that's when I'm dead or deceased, if you will. The only time my inquisitive mind will remain still because that's me. Life to me is like a sport because it's better than a game, and I know to most I'm crazy or better yet insane. Okay, so I don't keep quiet and shy. Okay, so I'm wacky and like to get high on life, of course. What else would you be thinking? And I'm not as blind as you because my mind is never blinking. I'm not.
You too.
How many like Randy? How many say Lightning? You're done. Give him a big round of applause. But you're still gonna get scored. It's brutal on Lightning Night. Randy, I loved your work. You come back when it's not a lightning.
You're mean.
I thought he was fun. How many thought Randy was really wonderful? He might still win. Let's see the scores. Marcia, 1. 8 from the doc. And a 3 from Kelsey. Not enough. Randy, I love you. You're out of there. Casey. Welcome up Casey, everyone. Casey. You want music, Casey?
Do I have an option?
Yes.
No, sure. Why not?
What kind you want?
Well, it's got some Spanish in it, so some Mexican type of rumba. What? Or you could do whatever the hell you want to. You know you always offend someone in the crowd. Lightning, fuck it. I'm just fucking with you. I'm going to wait until Baz says that shit. So you know how they tell you to wait a year to look at another piece? And that's what I did. So, wow, you guys are harsh. Here we go. It's about working in a flower shop. 70 illegal immigrants are sectioned off into sections to do different part of a production to put together a red roses arrangement. The final product tied with yellow bows by two expectant mothers. The order on the last day rolling in by the hundreds before the Hallmark holiday. One Valentine floral arrangement of red roses between $40 and $60 equal to one day's pay for 3 days. Everyone works themselves out of a job. The supplies, an El Cansado Gringo, not in pace with Juan and Diego, who are on my heels, waiting for my step to finish. I stumble through Spanish, sweating to death, constantly repeating, como se dice, trying to keep up. Jesus does double to make up for me, smudging the newspapers, smudging the ink, our palms are charcoal black, 15 minutes on the dot on the manager's stopwatch for break, coffee, and stale heart-shaped cookies. Around 4 p.m., our ladies from Guadalupe look like visions of the Virgin Mary buried in petals like beads of a broken rosary. Each a prom queen of Pasadena parade. Venerable vessels surrounded by royal red roses tossed at their feet. Subpar castaways that they would keep if they could. The flowers like flames in their hands. Holy wounds from the thorns. A stigmata of scarlet runs down sus manos. No mas on the minds of las mujeres. Heads down as if in prayer. A lady with Maria written on her name tag begins humming a hymn. I nothing here. Hallelujahs in her and the co-workers' hazel eyes. Looking up from their work for the first time today as the sun breaks through the negative temperatures and gray snow clouds lighting up the arches of the polyethylene ceiling of the greenhouse. An unbelievable golden glow. Everyone stops to marvel in the sight as this house of roses glows golden, as the flower's perfume fills the fresh air. There is something inherent in these men and women, these disciples of devotion, something most admirable in their discipline, something sacred in the scent of sacrifice. Thank you.
Casey, everybody, Casey. How about the band, huh? Let's get the scores. It's a classic poet thing. Done with that page. We got a 9. Another 9. Casey, remember at the beginning of your poem when you pissed off some people in the audience? You pissed off Marcia, and she's a judge. She gave you a 3. Going so good. 21, not enough. Jovan's still in the lead. Next up, he used to be a virgin. Now he's Jim. Come on up here, Jim.
She loves me messy, my tie undone, never minding how cruel other men can be when the slightest thing is out of place, especially when you're asking them for money. She only relishes my suits when they're crumpled over a chair back. She loves me sticky, dares me to eat a peach, juices flowing down my chin, eyes stinging as I rub it in, laughing as her essence clogs my pores. I love her hair tousled, thrown back, twisted into snakes that boil around her face, soon to be exhausted from the stroking, the gripping, and the pulling, and later drooling with the aftershocks of effort. I love her face contorted, lips curled, mouth wide open, choking back an ancient language unmistakable in meaning as her breath stains my lips. I love her smell, the kind she works up with me, heady like ripe olives, striking our reptilian brain, throwing off civilized behavior as she scent marks my sin. Like I said, people, she loves me messy. Rolling around in the mud we create as we sweat and salivate, desperate desert sheets soaking us in as we marinate in each other's arms.
The storm clouds are brewing, Jim. You got out of there. This is kind of, it's like, we don't have like the rumble of it. We've got like the wind of the front coming in now. But you made it, man. You got through. Give Jim a round of applause. The lightning round is always treacherous. As poor Randy found it. Did Randy, where you, are you still here, Randy? Did Randy leave? Where you at, Randy? See, you made Randy leave. Jesus. Mean people. Here's the scores. Kelsey says 6. She's sitting right next to Jim. She don't even look at him. Another 6. And Marcia is really happy. Casey, you really got Marcia happy because she says 0 on this one. 12. Happy Marcia over there. Okay. Come forward, Ben. Your slammers are gonna getting a taste of the old days here tonight. Where you at, Ben? Ben's not even gonna come up here. Oh, there he is. You want music, Ben?
Yes, I do.
What kind of music do you want, Ben?
The Death of the American Dream.
The Death of the American Dream. Did the Republican Party have a theme song?
Sounds about right.
One, father. Ice slicks Hastings streets like sweat on the limbs of a man past his prime shooting hoops through twilight. I sit alone in the apartment drinking the last of my miso soup out of a coffee mug, and my father will sit alone after miles of driving through small Nebraska towns and suburbs, again failing to find fulfillment, promise, and the elusive American dream. More and more, it's hard to imagine my father thrashing me with meaty slaps like bolts of lightning in a thunderstorm, setting ablaze bushes on my innocent bottom. His grazing, grumbling voice fading further away with each strike. More and more, it's hard to imagine my father without 20 years of extra weight from potato chips and Coca-Cola, lack of motion, and a couch too comfortable. It's hard to imagine my father as the master of Olympus, Zeus-like and majestic, without also thinking of our last phone call when he apologized for ruining my credit between sobs and sighs before then asking if I could send him a little more money. It's hard to imagine my father now without also remembering each time I chose to live in resistance of his advice, his requests, his will, and doctrine, and traveling in opposite directions for the last 10 years, only now if we circled the earth and found each other again. Two, grandfather. My memory is starting to go, though I can still smell lemons and bunches of bananas when I shop for produce. Small chunks of me fears that the schizophrenia and memory loss affecting grandfather will soon afflict me, and visions and voices will snare like vicious steel small game traps, and I will limp through life traps snapping and clutching my open wounds, leaving a splotched trail of blood on the fresh snow. Though I know it's not always genetic, I hear the hunter's step, the dog's howl. For many years, we would make trips to the nursing home. And mother would cut my grandpa's hair before he would try to entertain my siblings and I with old church songs and Hank Williams covers. And when he could no longer remember the lyrics to I Saw the Light, only my mother and sister would make the trip, my brothers and I making excuses to stay home and play Sega. And when he could no longer remember the names of my sisters, only my mother would visit to cut what was left of his hair and bring him a box of his favorite brand of raisins. And 5 years later, my grandfather dies slow, fingers too arthritic now to play guitar, and less than a mile from the hospital, I drink wine straight from a bottle and do not think of him.
No thunderclouds on that one, Ben. Secret was, everybody should stick with the theme the show started with. Be very depressing. Talk about death. And then you will not get the thunderclouds. Here we go. We'll go. Kelsey says 8.5. Doc says 8. He's responsible for a lot of those homes. And a 7 from Marcia. She's back out of the low scoring, but it's not enough. It's only 23.5. It's a good one score, but not enough. Give Ben a big awe. You're out of there. Jovan has still got the $10. There's only one person that can beat him. It's JT Norris. Come forward, JT Norris, right there. He's waving to the audience with his blueberry or whatever those things are called. JT, do you want music?
Absolutely.
Tell him what kind. Something sad.
Something sad. Sad's working tonight. It's not my blueberry. This is my poor man's teleprompter. All right. Absolutely, it's 2009. I don't need paper. I'm ecologically friendly. All right. Well, I figure since I wrote this on my handheld phone thing, I'll read it off of it. All right. Tuesday abridged. I usually start my week on Tuesday, because Tuesday just feels better. It just feels better. Expectations for a Tuesday are a whole lot mellower than Monday. Monday sucks because everybody remembers the shit they were supposed to chew your ass for Friday, but we're too busy beating the rush, same as me. Trying to get home and pack another, and sip another, and roll another, and gamble with my brothers. But inevitably and unequivocally, knowing that the more that I drink and the more that I smoke and subsequently the more that I sleep, the closer I get to Monday. And I don't like Monday, because I don't like ass chewings. I consider myself a pretty mellow individual whose favorite day is Tuesday because expectations are a whole lot mellower on Tuesday. And I think it's crazy to expect that the expectations for a day should be the expectations that are set for us on that particular day based on that day's position in the week. Tell me if you agree. Or could it be that if I didn't smoke so much or sip so much or didn't expect to use Tuesday as a crutch so much, my expectation would be to expect that I would rise to the occasion. And my expectation would take me through the doldrums of a city man's week, most notably named Wednesday. Hey. No one usually calls Wednesday. Well, except Mary Jane, that is, but she calls most days. No one usually calls Wednesday. Go ahead, lightning. Fuck y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
JT got a little lightning. You're going to get a score. You might win anyway. You never know. But there's always Marcia. Kelsey says 2. The doc says 7. The doc likes it. Don't. Doctors use Mary Jane all the time. Don't be fooled, man. And a 2.5. A total zero. Marsha, I love you. 0 from Marsha. A 9, Kelsey. JT, you're out of there. Jovan, you got the dollars. Where you at, Jovan? Come get your money, Jovan. Drinks on Jovan.
That's it. Hope you enjoyed this live recording of the Uptown Poetry Slam at the Green Mill Lounge in Chicago. Produced by EM Press. Sound engineering by Adam Kelly Smith and Ron Maruzak. Nuts and Bolts by yours truly, Mark Smith. And Mark Elleveld, the big push behind this project. If you got a poem that needs to be heard, or love listening to poems performed with passion and laughs, get yourself to a Poetry Slam. They're all over the world. And remember, poetry is the heart of the people, and the people is everyone, you and I and all the others. What everybody says is what we all say.